In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Ackerman. Welcome back. Cards and Yankees, 12:35 first pitch today. And boy, we've got a lot to do here before we get to the pregame at 11:40 with Joe Pott. Last hour, Ollie Marmol, Chris May, Doug Armstrong. Pretty good trio there leading into this hour. Lutz Fahnenstiel and John Mozeliak, who head the sports operations of their respective clubs coming up. But first, we are joined in studio by none other than Chief Robert Tracy of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. It is great to be with you. How are you?
Tom, thank you very much for having me, and especially on a day when the Cardinals are visiting the Yankees in my Bronx, in my borough where I was born.
If you are watching on our stream, you can see that the Chief has a Yankee polo on, and proudly, you are a proud Yankee fan.
Oh, yes, I am. I mean, I was born and raised in the Bronx. I'm about third generation. I went to a lot of Yankee games, born about three blocks north of Yankee Stadium, and then lived about 15 blocks north on the Grand Concourse. So spent many of my early years, my father taking me to game, my brother and my sister as well.
You and I sat next to each other at an event recently for the Women's Safe House. And in chatting, we said we'd always talk about getting together and talking baseball. Why not today? I mean, before the Cardinals take on the Yankees on September 1st. So the Cardinals finally got one. They finally got one in the Bronx, first time since 1964. Gibson, 60 years after Gibson.
Absolutely. What irony. I didn't think we would have a chance, the Yankees against the Cardinals. When I saw Gibson coming in, we'll be talking about it bookending almost 60 years later from 1964 now to 2024. And, well, the Yankees almost came back, but the Cardinals stayed tough and took the game yesterday.
You talked about growing up being a Yankee fan. What is the baseball culture? We always talk about St. Louis being a great baseball town, and it is. And you have become a Cardinals fan, too. I mean, you're certainly involved in talking to them quite a bit. But what is it like in New York? Paint that picture for us.
Well, you got the rivalry in New York, obviously, with the Mets across town in Queens. We don't really care about the Mets because they're kind of irrelevant to us because of all the wins that we had. So, but it's, you know, I'm doing that in jest. I have a lot of Met fans that are friends. But when it comes to the Yankees, the storied history they have, coming here to St. Louis and knowing a lot about the Cardinals, what a storied history the Cardinals have as well, having the most World Series championships in the National League. And coming in and now experiencing it, getting to know the administration, the owners of the team, getting to know the fans and everything. You got an organization that's second to none. And also working with us in law enforcement, that's the biggest thing I look at. How do you deal with the community? How do you deal with law enforcement? How is the partnership? And the Cardinals have a world-class organization.
Well, they are a crown jewel. We had Kat Neville from Explore St. Louis in here last week and said that Busch Stadium is still the number one attraction in St. Louis, and certainly in downtown St. Louis. You want to keep it bustling. When you see that and you see today on this side of downtown, City is going to play. I'm going to head over there and go to the game at 1:45, and people are out in the streets. How do you prepare for a day like today?
When you take a look at what's going on, and, you know, adding to the Cardinals, adding to the Blues, Now you had the St. Louis soccer football club, St. Louis City. We have to make sure that we're a good partner, make sure people can get in safely, leave safely, and then the amount of fans that want to actually enjoy themselves around the stadium during before and after the game. It's pretty incredible because it's right next to my police headquarters, so I kind of live it when these games are going on. And on the way here, before I came to the studio to be on the show with you, I went around and talked with some of the officers, drove by, and just checking in on them and just saying hello to my officers and thank them for the job that they're doing because they are doing a tremendous job out there. And I think the partnership gets better each and every day. And what a shot in the arm for that part of the city, closer to Midtown or Central. It's more West End downtown or West downtown. And it's exciting. It's exciting to watch the Cardinals. It's exciting to watch the Blues. It's exciting to see what the St. Louis City is doing.
Well, you're a big sports fan, so I'm sure that is appealing to a big part of our audience. You're connecting with them in that way. But that is a big part of your job, isn't it, is to earn the trust of the community. You want everybody to be able to trust and feel an alliance with the police department.
Correct. And we want to make sure everybody enjoys this day. We want people to come downtown. It's not just people in the city. It's the whole region that comes down and enjoys this. People coming from all over, just like they do in the Bronx. And I've had a big part of that in protecting people coming in and out. Just like in Chicago, and as a chief in Chicago, we had the Cubs and we also had the White Sox. Now here with the Cardinals, we got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure people can have a safe environment to come down and feel safe, and then tell people coming down, this is a place to go. And usually we have minimal things that happen, but when something does happen, it usually goes to the head of the list and it gets sensationalized. So it is safe. I have a wife. I have five children. They've been to all the events. They go down and enjoy this city, and they keep coming back. They live in other parts of the United States, but they love to come to St. Louis because of the events like are happening today. And they've been at soccer, hockey, and also and even at Battle Hawks. And the amount of talk about fans. Let's talk about the Battle Hawks. Top attendance in that UFL league coming in and almost having up to 40,000 fans coming in. That's pretty incredible for a league that's not the top tier league.
Final thing before we take a break is the biggest thing that you think needs to happen here in St. Louis for the perception to be lifted that St. Louis is safe. And you've already gone down the line already with what you're doing with your own officers.
Yeah, these officers are doing a tremendous job. And then we're working with other security companies. We're working with other police departments. We have to make sure that as crime is coming down, we got to be able to tell our story. Sometimes people are not going to feel it, but from 2 years ago, we're down 50% in overall crime when it comes to downtown. In downtown West, we're down 40% in overall crime. So it takes a while because there's perception that's out there. We got to sustain it. We got to make sure that we continue to do the job we're doing. We're recruiting more officers. We got to get back up to budgeted strength. But in the meantime, we got to keep everyone safe, have the right strategy out there. And if something does happen, we're always doing after-action reviews to make sure what can we do better. And some of it is really property crimes and there's car break-ins. What I do ask people, if you do come downtown, please do not leave a firearm in a vehicle because that's what some bad actors are looking to do. And where in the past, because we've had a change in the circuit attorney's office, these people are being charged now when we make these arrests. So they're being held accountable. So when our officers are making the arrest, these people are being charged instead of getting back out within 24 hours and not even being charged. They're being charged. So that combination of the good police work, officers making arrests, circuit attorney acknowledging these arrests and making sure we're holding these people accountable is bringing some of that crime down. So I appreciate the partnership we have with the circuit attorney, Gabe Gore.
Appreciate it very much. He's going to hang with us for a little bit. He's the police chief, Robert Tracy. We'll talk a little ball as well before we leave at 11:35. John Mozeliak is going to join us at 11:25. Lutz Vandensteel is next from City Park right after this.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.